Wendy, very seldom do we open either the first or the second half of the show with a guest, unless it's somebody we really, really, really love. On the line with us right now, number 57 from your Chicago Blackhawks, Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Hi, Trevor. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Excellent.
We're doing well. I don't know how to begin other than what is happening.
Yeah, it's been not so great lately, but we know what it takes to turn this around, and we just got to come out these next few games on this little road trip and take care of business.
I'm not worried. Being a Blackhawks fan, a relatively new Blackhawks fan within the last couple of years, April seems to be a time where things maybe don't – actually, March seems to be a time things aren't going that well, but in April, it's like things are all turned around.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of guys that have been through a lot of games, a lot of great seasons, and they know what it takes. And obviously, we don't like to be playing the way we're playing right now. But like I said, we have guys in the locker room that know what it takes, and we all know what we need to do to become successful again.
Trevor, I was thinking as I was watching the game last night. For fans of the team, if you've watched the team the last 5, 6, 7 years, we're just not used to much by way of downtime. And then it occurred to me, it's the same exact thing for the players. Your whole time as a Blackhawk, you haven't had many, many hard stretches, have you?
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, there's definitely this little stretch here we're on is not great. But yeah, being new here, I mean, obviously last year I was hurt for much of the year, so... I didn't play too much, so yeah, I haven't seen much of this. But we have, like I said, the coaching and the guys in the locker room who know how to approach it and know how to hopefully get us back on track pretty soon here.
And you're healthy, as you mentioned last year with the injuries. You're earning a lot of minutes on the ice, and you're a pretty darn versatile player.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. That's just something I try to do. I did it a little bit in college, whether it's playing on the left or the right. Just trying to do whatever they ask of me, and yeah, they're always giving you little helpful hints, whether it's the guys or the coaching staff, to make sure you can play your best, and yeah, just trying to learn as much as you can.
Speaking of your college years, my brother and sister-in-law always talk about enjoying your work. They live in New Hampshire, and they'd go see you when you played for the University of New Hampshire. You were their favorite player.
Oh, wow. I'm honored, but yeah, my time there was a lot of fun, and yeah. The school was great for me. The hockey was a lot of fun, and just the campus life too. There's some great people there, and it was definitely some of the best years of my life. And then to come right to the Blackhawks, it's just it can't seem to get any better.
Does your little brother play there now?
He's going to be there in the fall. So yeah, my older brother James played there. At New Hampshire, then I went in, and now the youngest one just completing the trifecta there.
Very nice.
So nobody went up against the Van Riemsdyk brothers when you guys were playing street hockey or ice hockey, correct?
Yeah, we were battling against each other for the most part. So whether it was in our basement or in our driveway, we had some good games there with a lot of fun and some physical play from the brothers.
You're like an attractive version of the Hanson brothers from Slapshot, aren't you?
I take that as a compliment.
It is. It's a huge, huge compliment. So when there is some downtime, and like I said, none of us are accustomed to this from the Blackhawks, how does Coach Quinville handle things in the locker room? Is he a little angry? Is he confused by it? What does he say and do?
Yeah, I wouldn't say confused. I think he's been through every situation a number of times. He's one of the best coaches ever in the game, so he knows exactly what buttons to push, and he knows what makes us successful, and he's just trying to push those buttons and preach those things that get us those better results, and just whether it's showing us things that we could be doing better or just coming ready to play, but he always seems to know exactly what buttons to push.
I love when people are watching the Hawks game with me and they're like, come on, oh my God, they're not doing well. I said, do you think they like losing either? I mean,
right.
Seriously.
Sure.
It's easy to
exactly.
Sit on your...
Yeah, no, it's tough for us too. Obviously, winning's a lot of fun, but it's definitely tough, and yeah, we're we need to get back on those winning ways. And the losing part is we definitely all hate it in that locker room, and we want to turn it around quickly.
We're talking to Trevor Van Riemsdyk from the Chicago Blackhawks, fine defenseman. Trevor, was it a little nerve-wracking? Like we said, you were doing fine there in college, and then all of a sudden you're put on a team that had already done very well, won a Stanley Cup or two, and then you join the team. Are you a little bit nervous going, wow, I'm playing with some of hockey's best. I'm on the same line with some of the best players in hockey. It's got to rattle you a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a little nerve-wracking being in the locker room with some of the best players in the league now, and some guys who are putting together some pretty impressive resumes and will probably be in the Hall of Fame. So it's definitely coming in your first year and seeing guys like Taser, Kaner, Hoss, Seeds, Dunks. I mean, the list can go on and on. So
sure.
Definitely as a new guy, you just kind of want to fit in and just pretty much just watch them, see what they do, because obviously there's a lot they do that makes them successful.
And speaking of the new guy, how cool was it to bring Lord Stanley to New Jersey?
That was a lot of fun, just to have it there for those 24 hours and to share it with my hometown. Yeah, a lot of people, see some smiling faces doing some of the different things. It was definitely really cool. It makes those moments that much more memorable.
Does it feel differently, like when you're playing in a regular season game, it's got to be just amplified like crazy as you go through the playoffs and into the finals? That just, the invigorating feeling must be indescribable.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. You can definitely feel the magnitude of it all. Obviously, I kind of just came back in for the final, so I kind of went from those regular season games I played early in the year to those final games. You could definitely notice it ratcheted up a few levels there, but just even watching those playoff series and how tough you have to battle for every game, every win. So it's definitely really intense. And then when you get to the finals there, yeah, it's a whole nother level.
Watching the game last night, the point where Andrew Shaw scored, it was like so close to being high sticking in my view.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie O has taught me a lot when I watch the games, and it's so fun. And my 13-year-old son, Dylan, last night after the Hawks loss, he played NHL 2016 and tried to make it right. He tried to make it so the Hawks beat Dallas last night, but that didn't work either.
Oh, man.
Trevor, if I may, who is, of all the guys you have to cover as a defenseman, who's the guy you dread playing the most? Who do you just go, I don't know how this guy does it, but he's magical on the ice?
Yeah, there's a lot of obviously great players, especially within our division, whether it's Tarasenko on the Blues or Jamie Benn. Obviously, he's a bigger guy, and not only is he really skilled, but he's physically strong, and that makes him a tough challenge too. So there's just so many good guys on each team, and they all kind of pose their own unique problems. But yeah, a guy like Jamie Benn, who's so skilled and big and strong, and he can do a little bit of everything.
It's fun to follow you guys on Twitter. Thankfully, Captain Jonathan Toews just jumped on Twitter fairly recently, so it's really fun to keep up with things there. I think you should tweet more during the game, though.
Would that be distracting, Trevor, to skate and tweet at the same time?
Yeah, I think that might be frowned upon. I don't know.
Well, we're not worried. Seriously, it's like
you're going to be fine.
There's going to be a slump, and it's going to happen, and we'll turn it around. I'm not worried, and it's still a joy to watch the Hawks play.
Always.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, we're not panicked or worried. We just know that we got to start playing better, and we know what it takes to play better. We just got to go out there and do it.
How often do you wear the Stanley Cup ring? Do you wear that often, or is that in a safe place somewhere?
No, that's in safekeeping. I don't really pull that out too much, whether unless it's to show a friend or a family member. Kind of keep that it tucked away in a safe place.
Sure.
Nice to see Marian Hossa back, and hopefully Corey Crawford will be back sooner rather than later. It was nice to see Michael Layton getting some ice time in the net last night.
Yeah, no, it was good to see that, and I know Lates actually was in Philly when my brother was there, so James knows him a bit, and he's a great guy, and nothing but happy for him to see him go in there and make some big saves for us.
Trevor, when you are playing against one of your brothers, what's that feel like? That's got to be crazy. Somebody you've known all your life, and you got to play against him. What does that do to you?
Yeah, no, it was pretty special last year. Played against James in Toronto, and then unfortunately was hurt for the second one of last year, and then unfortunately he was hurt when we were going to play this year. So we've only had that one time, but it was something I'll never forget. I can kind of remember that game pretty vividly, so it was cool to have that, and my parents were there, my youngest brother was there, so it was definitely a pretty special memory.
I hope your brother realizes that your mom and dad are rooting for you in those games. You know that, right?
I don't know about that. My dad and mom both say pretty neutral. My dad's got on his original six hat, so yeah. he knows how to stay right in the middle.
How does that work with siblings, though? Because last night, Johnny Oduya and, of course, Sharpie, you're going against them. And when you're going against a sibling, is the rivalry worse?
I don't know. I guess it all depends on the siblings, but we've always been pretty close and supportive of one another, so it's fun being out there. I don't think either one of us will be fighting with the other one. It won't be like when we were little in the basement.
Break it up, guys.
So it's more just a lot of fun being out there against them, and you want to see them be successful as possible. Just hopefully not against our
not too successful, right? Just the right amount of successful. I know the team's motto is one goal. What's your goal, Trevor? What are you hoping for?
Yeah, I just immediately here try to get everything turned around in the right direction, start playing the right way before the playoffs come, and then once the playoffs get going, hopefully just have another successful first series, and then just go from there.
It's a joy to watch you guys. It just seems like a big cohesive unit. You guys all get along, and we're going to turn it all around very soon, aren't we, Trevor?
Yes, that's the goal, and I'm looking forward to this last little bit of the season here and turning things around.
Well, good luck, Trevor. We love the team. We love the guys. The camaraderie is fantastic, and we hope nothing for the best for this year's Chicago Blackhawks all the way through.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I don't know if this is jinxing it, but the people of New Jersey want to see the Cup again.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'd love to.
You don't want to disappoint the people of New Jersey.
No, no,
you
no.
know that.
Yeah, I know that for sure.
Well, thank you, Trevor. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
take
Trevor.
Care. Trevor Van Riemsdyk, number 57 for your Chicago Blackhawks. We'll take a quick break, and then more show coming your way. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.